Blog Talk Radio.
When you want something real and to have a good time, put a smile on your face, yeah, KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
My good people, Charles McCutcheon here. I'm your favorite entrepreneur. How y'all doing today? I am getting prepared today for a huge, huge networking event. They call it the CEOs, 300 CEOs Networking the Nation Summit here in the good state of Virginia. And what we're going to be discussing is a lot of stuff. So really, it's at Liberty University. Their School of Business is hosting it. And this deals with Africa. It's just a lot that's going to be done here. And so we're bringing out a lot of different people. I may even be able to name some of, I know Dr. Ben Carson, he's coming out, and he was the, used to be former HUD. John Maxwell coming out, so I definitely got to get with him. And for those who don't know, he's a motivational speaker. He does a lot of business leadership. The other part is some more folks, and I'll probably name them as we go along. But I actually got invited as a speaker, which is, you know, good for me, so I can network with some great minds that change policy. For those who don't know who I am, Charles McCutcheon, real estate extraordinaire. I'm an entrepreneur through and through, nonprofit helping the veterans, and we are moving right along. This program is Charles's Corner, and it's built around financial freedom. So let's talk money real quick. Give y'all some insight on what's about to go down in the next, well, tomorrow. There's $7.2 trillion with a T. $1 trillion with a T out there. And they're called unrealized capital gains. I'm going to go over some things with y'all so y'all can understand where I'm coming from. So what I believe wholeheartedly is if we as a community put our minds together and put our resources together to go get some of these, what we call unrealized capital gains, to use some of that $7.2 trillion, how can that help our community? You know, that's what I want to know. How can that help our community? Such a big way. And I know it can help our community. You can't tell me it can't. So what I've been doing is a lot of due diligence, a lot of work on my end. And this is all encompassing with what I've been working on is the whole time. So, and I, as I said, some of those folks at this event that I'm going to tomorrow, like the president of Hobby Lobby, we got the former White House Director of Strategic Communications. We have IBM that's going to be there, former CEO of Hardee's, CEO of Goya Foods, CEO of Industry Beef, CEO of Tax Services Company. We have, oh my goodness, CEO of insurance companies. We have former NFL players, former Major League Baseball players, deputy directors of Homeland Security. We have a lot of different CEOs is coming, a lot of, even like the former U.S. SecDef. So it's a lot that's going to be going on. And I bring that up to say a lot of the people that's showing up tomorrow has been a huge part of creating change, making policy, creating laws. And I just believe that no matter what, we have to be in those conversations. We have to meet some of those people. We have to be some of those people to get to where we need to go. So, the U.S. Treasury is going to be there. Dan Kowalski. It's so many people showing up, and I'm just like, goodness gracious, we got NASA. We got, it's going to be, I'm telling y'all, this event is huge. Attorney generals and mayors and presidents of schools going to be there. UN policy advisors going to be there. So I'm going to be there. I got my clothes ready because I need to meet some people that do some of the things that some of these folks do. And with that being said, it's more about getting a better understanding of how to move capital, how to acquire capital, how to help prison reform, in a sense, those prisoners that are getting out of the military, not of the military, I'm sorry, I got out of the military. Those prisoners that are getting out of, not to say that prison and military equate to each other, I'm not saying that. So those prisoners who are transitioning, actually providing programs for them. So we're going to be speaking on that as well. We're talking technology. We got a financial panel. A lot of networking going on. We're definitely going to be talking about Africa and ways to, because I'm working with some folks for, you know, the West Africa. We are putting our minds and resources together to make something, you know, make something great happen. And they expanded the event a little bit, which is cool. And I'm just, you know, happy that I'm going to be a part of it. So one of the things that they brought me in for is real estate. Of course, I do real estate, work with developments and things of that nature, work in funding. So they brought me in for the real estate piece and what we call opportunity zones. And some of y'all may or may not know what opportunity zones are, but if you don't, I'm going to learn you a little bit. I'm not going to, you know, dive in too much, but it's an opportunity. If you're in business, if you're in real estate, you must, not you need, you must go in and start understanding what opportunity zones are. I'm telling y'all, right now, a lot of people sleeping on it. That's like if I was just telling y'all, and some of y'all may not understand this, what I'm about to say, but I was just telling y'all about Bitcoin being at a dollar, and it's going to jump up to like $50,000. That's something that you must, you know, just sink your teeth into to get a better understanding of what it is, because crypto is not going away. The blockchain technology is not going away. So I take in opportunity zones, and opportunity zones are all across the country. They're designated by each governor of each state, and they designate about 25% what we call census tract, or just areas in that particular state. All 50 states, including, you know, Puerto Rico, have opportunity zones. The island of Puerto Rico, that whole island, 98% of it is in an opportunity zone, and all the opportunity zones are an economically disadvantaged area. Do y'all know any of those? Or any area that can use some funding to the tune of $7.2 trillion? Do y'all know anybody that can use some of that funding to build, to help the community, to build affordable housing, to help with gentrification? That's where I'm going with it. I'm going with gentrification. And what happens is this. That $7.2 trillion breaks down to there's a lot of money being made from investing, and investing breaks down into stocks, into bonds, into whatever else you have that you're making what we call a capital gain on, from real estate to crypto. So if you're making money on it, IRS will say, hey, that's a capital gain, and you have to pay taxes on that money. If you made some money, the IRS won't take money. So what a lot of us do out there is they find ways via a certified public accountant, CPAs and tax attorneys, and figure out ways to put the money somewhere to where you can pay less than capital gains. So if capital gains is 23.5%, if you can find a way to only pay 10%, you probably do it, as long as it's legal. That's all I'm saying. I'm not giving legal advice. Just saying, you know, working with a CPA, hopefully they're giving you the right information. So a lot of people kick their capital gains down the road so they can pay less, less, and less, and less, and less. So a lot of people have about 180 days, a window to put their money into. One vehicle is called a 1031 exchange, and that kind of harbors your money for a little while, and then you have to find another 1031 exchange, and that's just what people do. Then there's the Delaware State Trust, the DSTs out there. Then there's the what we call opportunity zones. You can put your money in there. And these opportunity zones, the best thing about it, put it out there, is you can possibly, underline the word possibly, eliminate paying any taxes or any money on your capital gains. That's just crazy to me. It's just crazy. You know, so there are restrictions and everything like that. It's all about getting attorneys and letting them do what they do best. But what would happen is there's right now 8,742 or 8,762 opportunity zones. That's areas across the country. Like one area I'm working on right now is 200 plus acres. So imagine, you know, one area out of the 8,742 or 62 zones is 200 acres. That's all. I mean, like, what can you build on 200 acres? That's a lot of land. So imagine that spread across the country of what you have access to where you can put a business there and get grants and tax incentives, or you can do real estate there and get grants and tax incentives. And that's the beauty of the beast, is where you can potentially, I like that word, underline potentially, give your investors a nice return on their investment because of how the government and the IRS is set up, to where we want to build these areas up in these different zones. So imagine you have an area that, and let's just keep it 100, you know, some of the project areas that need to be built back up. But what happens in the community is people build up these areas and they gentrify or move people out. And it's a lot of people of color get moved out. And they put them as high rises, and it costs so much to move back in that people can't afford it. So that's what we call gentrification. But the way I look at it now is you get a piece of this puzzle with Opportunity Zone and get access to that $7.2 trillion. Slice out a little cut of that, and now you can build affordable homes and get all the tax incentives that the city, the state, and the municipality can give you to use that funding, and now you can have those same people come back to that area because you built it up. Imagine that. Imagine that. So they have to be invested in those areas, and so that's the beauty of the program. And as I said, a lot of people using 1031 exchanges. But program, there's only a few things you can't really invest in with an opportunity zone fund. So what it boils down to is you have all these opportunity zone areas, and then you create an opportunity zone fund, and you get a piece of that $7.2 trillion to fund your fund. And because it funded your fund, now you use that money in that fund to actually build or, you know, expand on your business in that opportunity zone. That's the best way I can, you know, put it, not to go, you know, too deep into it. All it is to me in a nutshell is I look at it as becoming the bank. So you actually become the bank and you get to keep the funding for, you know, a lot of people keep their money in there for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. So there's benefits to these investors and all that money that's out there right now. Looking for a home so they don't have to pay all this money in taxes or capital gains. Let's keep it that way. So the three key benefits, there's a temporary deferral of taxes on earned capital gains. And give you a quick example like I did before. Let's say you have a 10-unit out there or a 4-unit and you made $100,000. That money is a gain that you received. So IRS is coming to look for their money on the money that you made in a sense of profit. So the IRS want to get paid. So that money that's a profit, that $100,000, you as an investor can place that You can place the asset or the money that you gain into an opportunity zone fund, and it won't be taxed until like 2026 or later, depending on when you decide to take it out. The second key benefit is what we call a step up in basis, and for your earned money that you made, that same $100,000 for capital gains placed in opportunity zone fund for at least 5 years, investors for the original investment they put in, 10%. So basically, you saving yourself money off of being capital gain, your gains being taxed, and a 10% step up in basis. And the same thing when you go to year seven, there's a 15% step up in basis. And then year 10, you get a permanent exclusion of taxable income on your new gains. And all that means is, for lack of a better word, you don't pay any money for your capital gains. That's just what it is. The program out there, we're working with the different folks out there from the White House, from senators and congressmen, that's literally going to be there tomorrow at this event, to be able to break down, like, how do we make this program better? Like, what do we do to make this better? And so that's what I do in my world, is work on, like, how are we making it for the common people, you know? And it's definitely not easy, for one. But is it worth it? Yes, definitely worth it. And so that's where I keep doing what I'm doing, because I need a bigger community to see what's going on behind the scenes. So there's a lot happening behind the scenes, and this is what usually happens. This happens all the time, and it's okay. So what usually happens is I put out a lot of content, and some people don't take it for action. I'm going to go down a list of different things. Business credit. I put that out over almost 9 years ago. And that's money you can get without giving a personal guarantee. Some people got it. Some people didn't. I put out about nonprofits. Some people got it. Some people didn't. Put out about government contracts. Some people got it. Some didn't. I put out about Bitcoin. Back in 2017, when it had made a 7,000% increase, and I didn't know anything about Bitcoin, but I've never seen anything do a 7,000% increase. And I said, I'm not going to use rocket science on this stuff. 7,000% return makes sense to me. So I went and got some, and I told everybody. I did a 45-minute video on my Facebook and told everybody what I had saw and told them to do their own due diligence, but throw some lunch money at it if you can. That's what I told people. I told people about grants back in the day. You know, some people got it, some people did. Now I'm telling people about opportunity zones. Some people are listening. Some people are going to wait. 3 years from now, we're going to look up, and people are going to be like, oh, man, that's what he was talking about. I told people about cannabis over 4 years ago. Some people took it for action. Some people did. And now, you know, we got hundreds of acres of cannabis. We're processing, doing hemp, doing CBD. And we're building with hemp. We're doing research and development with hemp. We're infusing food with CBD. We're infusing drinks with CBD. And now those same people that I told are coming back to me talking about they want to sit down with me. And I just keep moving, y'all. I'm just, you know, I'm not that guy I don't like to waste time. I just keep moving because there's a lot going on, even behind the scenes, some stuff I never even put out yet. And it's just festering right now for me to put out. But I just keep moving. I can't stop because I have somewhere I need to be. And so God continues to enlarge my territory, like, more and more and more. So it's just one of those things, you know, that I'm going to just keep doing while I'm on this journey. And this is one heck of a journey, I'll tell you. I'm excited about it, though, but it's a beautiful thing when you can get, you know, you get a lot of help. And, you know, you just, you know, keep moving, really. You can't stop at this thing, and you can't do it by yourself. And so that's why I I get, you know, as much help as possible on this journey. So with opportunity zones and then opportunity zone funds, like you need to be an accredited investor, and that's one of the things I'm working on to working on some type of fund. And there's a fund out there called a Regulation A, Tier 1 and Tier 2 fund, to where you can have people that are not accredited investors that don't make over $200,000 a year that make, you know, $35,000, and they can still invest in that particular type of fund. But like I said, I'm not here to tell you to invest or do anything. I'm just providing information on different ways to utilize investing. That's all I'm doing. So the other thing is there's a lot of funds out there. There's about 1,000 funds right now, but imagine 1,000 funds, but over the span across the United States, there's 8,742 or 62 zones. So there's a lot of what I call them zones or census tracts, you know, and that's where we can develop in those areas and find these different grants. One of the grants is a community development block grant. You can use that money in my particular area in Virginia. That grant is about $1.5 million. And what they do is break it up. So first come, first serve. So if you got that grant this year, they could give you $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, whatever. But you can get the same $300,000 next year, and then $300,000 year after, $300,000 year after. So it's continuous. You continue to get that grant over and over and over. The program really came out in 2017. It was really, they really started talking about it in 2014, and then it, you know, started catching wind, went into fruition about 2017. And then, you know, it's really still on its, on like, just trying to, you know, on it like baby legs or whatever. It's not even walking yet. So this program is not even walking. It's trying its best to move. It's, you know, because there's not a lot of people that know about it, a lot of people that do it. That's where I tell people, hey, you might start looking at opportunity zones. So with opportunity zones, the returns could be phenomenal for some folks. I mean, some folks are making 14%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% on their funding. And that's just pretty amazing looking at, you know, where we are with ROI and people making money on their money, you know. So I bring up opportunity zones just to kind of give y'all a snapshot, because I've been talking to y'all about this stuff for some time now. And what I'm talking about is I'm in an opportunity zone. I have access to 8 separate opportunity zones. And what we're doing in those zones is building. And when you're building in those zones, you can help a lot of people, for one. And for two, give people tax-free gains. For three, we create a lot of jobs. So we're creating over 2,000 jobs. The goal is get all the grants from the Department of Housing and Community Development, the SOBA grants, the city, to the city community grants, to emergency solution grants, to... It's just too many to name. You know, there's a lot of grants out there, but you just have to have your ducks in a row, everything in order. The goal for what I'm doing with the team I'm working with is get grants for the veterans, get grants for mental health, get grants for the elderly, get grants for the folks that have left the prison system, get grants for students, get grants for hemp, get grants for technology, get grants for science. Arts, math. So we're looking to get grant. I'm trying to grant as many grants as I can obtain. That's what I'm going for. So I bring all that up because in the real estate world and the business world, no matter what we do, we're going to need some type of funding. And with that being said, if you don't get funding, you're dead in the water. And as a community, we truly, wholeheartedly need to figure out a way to get to the capital, because the capital allows us to expand. A capital allows us to get smarter. Capital allows us to do academies, to do STEM, to bring kids to programs to where they may not be able to get access to knowledge that we're going to need them to do no matter what. So this right here is just information that I like to pass along, and we'll be doing this, you know, God willing, 3, 5, 7, 10 years from now, as far as the Elation Radio and all the different platforms that we're going to take Elation to. And so this is being recorded. And I'm going to go back to it and say, oh, I told y'all what was going to happen. I hope somebody took me up on it. And that's all I want. I want more than myself to know about it. So I spread the gospel, in a sense. You know, because I look at God gave Adam and Eve more than four streams, you know, more than just one stream of which to drink from. So I think we should have multiple streams. And no matter how you lace it or how you want to do it, it's still going to affect you one way or another in what we're doing and what can be done. And you're going to need capital. You're going to need some funding. So there's $7.2 trillion out there staring you in the face, plus dollars that we all can touch, we all can get access to, and we all can help and grow our communities. So I wanted to add that. I want to give a huge shout out to Ms. Kimmy, and I love what you're doing. We can't stop. Still have a lot of people to touch. We still have ways to go to get to where we want to go. But there is the Elation family that's still putting on the hooks, educating people, enlightening people, giving them the tools they need to be successful to get through this thing we call life. So what I will do is I want to pray us out. And for those who want to know who I am, Charles McCutcheon, you can get me at CharlesMSpeaks@Yahoo. Find me in different groups on social media. I'm too busy working right now, but if you can probably Google me and find me as well, and find a website that I go to, and you know, or hiddengemconsulting.com can get me. I got a lot of content there, a lot of free stuff you can get, resources. I just put up some nonprofit stuff there. It's hiddengemconsulting.com. I put some grant information up there, and I did a video. I did a recording up there, and I just started talking about grant after grant after grant after grant. And all you got to do is type it up and do research on it. And, you know, I got grant for women. I got grant for women of color. I got grant for minorities. There's just too many to name. There's a lot of different grants. And I put down what you need to get grants, whether it's a nonprofit, not a nonprofit. So it's just a lot of content. I just put that up there for everybody if they want it. So here I go. I'm going to pray us out. Dear God, I want to give thanks to you at this time. We're in a world where we still have a lot of worry. We don't know which direction we're going. We don't know which way is up. So forgive us for forgetting that your love never fades. Your love will never change and you'll never abandon us. Please give us the strength and the mental fortitude so we can move forward. We know that everything will be done on your time. Continue to bless us and keep us healthy in these uncertain times. We may not always see the clear picture, but we know that you didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. In your name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And I want to say to each and every one of you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Charles McCutcheon. I'm your favorite entrepreneur.
Shout out D on the track, Paint Music Media. Shout out DJ Lee Productions, and I'm Al Ken. But if you a game changer, got my head high, my grind on high. Win, lose, or drought, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer. 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 I'm full court press. I pledge allegiance to the best. Ain't nothing left to give it that reverence that the Father gets. So every day I work the sweat. Can't get a flesh another rest. They say go hard or go home. I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed.
blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking, fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain tests, who you liking? Yeah, so it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds, you can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me, you better off to let me in. Cause I go hard, even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game, my head to the sky. My grind don't high, win, lose, it, drought. I'ma ride till I die, I go hard in that lane. My God is the aim, put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. Told you once before, my God came to change the game. Different outlook onto life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards just got rocketing, now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change, for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money gram. Shout out to Wado, cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need $100,000 to tell him that they need the lamb. Just who I am, Al Kim, this where I stand. Man, I'm gon' play the fist, hit so deep to turn it quick. It's like I'm out from the trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that, that's not insane. It's evident, your butt they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, just to win. And if you a game changer, let me see you my represent. My grind don't hide, win, lose, it, drought. I'ma ride till I die, go hard in that lane. My God is the aim, put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. Now put me in, coach, now put me in, coach, now put me in, coach, now put me in, coach. I'ma go hard,
I'ma go hard, I'ma go hard, I'ma go hard.
Cause I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer.